Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 14 minutes past 9 o'clock. We're going to talk about a couple of really key industries in Michigan this last hour of the program here. Caleb Gordon filling in for Paul Miller. First up, we're going to talk about Michigan's railroad industry, specifically Lake State Railway. They own trackage here in Port Huron, as well as they're actually now a regional railroad. They have lines all across the Lower Peninsula of Michigan. Its president and CEO is John Rickoff. He is a guest of mine maybe about once a year, and it seems to be about this time of year that we like to check in with him to see how things are going on the railroad. John, good morning.
Morning, Caleb. Thank you for having me on.
Well, I appreciate you making time to speak with us. It's been a busy year, a strange year marked by a lot of different issues, but a couple things that I want to talk about, and we'll just get kind of the bad and the ugly out of the way first here, John, is that, you know, over the course of the last year, maybe actually when we talked last, we knew it was coming, but it is now official. Both of Port Huron's paper mills are closed. I think Dunn Paper closed up earlier this year, and Domtar maybe a year or two ago now, that since Domtar has closed. You guys operate the rail line that served both of them. How has this impacted you?
Well, obviously a big impact to us, both good customers. And so we're in search of more business. Been down many paths trying to find some and have a little bit of success here and there, and then some other things have changed. But we're not going to give up. That's not our nature. We're always looking for new business no matter what. Even if they both existed, we would still be looking for new business in that area. And hopefully we'll find some.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are wondering, what does this mean for those railroad tracks that I think are the most iconic section of rail, at least here in the Blue Water area, that go underneath the Blue Water Bridge in front of the Thomas Edison Depot? I don't think there's been a train on there in quite a while, John. Well, people are wondering what happens to that.
Yeah, at the moment, it'll stay in place, but probably not get operated over. We don't see any need for it, obviously, at the moment. And my guess is maybe over time we're going to have to think more about what really happens to the line, whether it gets officially abandoned or gets rail banked, something along that line. But as you remember, we're not the owner of the line. It is owned by Canadian National or GTW in the U.S., but we are the operator of it. And at the moment, we're not going to give up that. Hopefully, we can, as I said before, find some more business for it.
Yeah, no, that would be good news, obviously, for us here. So what commodities, what products are you still hauling out of Port Huron, and who are you still serving? Because I still see your blue engine every now and then going up and down the rail line.
Yeah, we're still handling some paper products that get trucked out of the CDW warehouse, and also some corn oil that gets trucked in there and loaded into tank cars. So that's the primary business that we have at the moment. We've looked at many other commodities. We'll see. We've got some work to do to get it. But basically, they're a transload operator there at CDW, and great business partner. We'd like to do more with them. They'd like to do more. It's just a matter of us finding the right need for somebody that doesn't have rail service directly at their plant. We can, you know, either load it there or bring it in and truck it back out of that facility.
Yeah, that is interesting stuff. And we're speaking to John Rickoff from Lake State Railway. And obviously, Port Huron's just a small portion of your network. You have how many miles now, John? Basically, almost from the Metro Detroit area, almost up to the tip of the mitten.
Yeah, we operate 375 miles of mainline track. We have half a dozen or so transload facilities on that. Serve a number of major customers, between the cement plant up at Alpena, it's owned by Holcim. Weyerhaeuser has an OSB plant in Grayling. Arauco has a particle board plant in Grayling. We serve an auto facility that we built new in Flint, back actually in the old Buick City area. And that services GM products, both inbound and outbound. We serve the Dow campus in Midland, which I call it the Dow campus. It used to be all Dow, but now Dow has sold off many different segments of it. So we've got a number of different customers in that complex in Midland, all fairly significant. So, yeah, we've got quite an array. Of course, grain is big business for us as well.
Yeah.
Fertilizers inbound.
So John, since we spoke last year, how has the railroad business been going in Michigan? Because that's a pretty good indicator of how our economy in Michigan is doing.
Yeah, we're happy with the way it's going. We've got a lot of new things. Amazingly, even though the economy, I wouldn't call it a recession by any stretch, but it is a little slower, primarily probably because of housing starts. And we do handle some lumber, and that OSB obviously goes into housing. But overall, we're pretty pleased with it. We're down just slightly, probably less than 2% on our carload volume from a year ago, once you remove coal from the picture. So we were handling coal to Consumers Energy at Essexville, and that plant has ceased burning coal as of May of this year, and so our volume dropped off earlier in the year. Last year we had a full year of it, so when I take that out, we're down considerably, but we knew that was coming. We were planning for that. We're working our tails off to replace it with other business, and that's coming around pretty nicely. In fact, I would tell you that our belief is 24 will be a very good year. And beyond that, it's just going to keep getting better.
Well, we're speaking with John Rickoff from Lake State Railway. You know, 2023 has been marked with just a lot of the labor unrest, really, this year, and it hit the auto sector most recently. Now, everyone is in the process of ratifying their agreement and getting back to work at the plants that were on strike. I know you don't serve directly any UAW-represented auto plants. However, everything, there is a domino effect to everything, and we felt the impacts here of some of our suppliers. Has that impacted you at all?
Actually, we did not have any impact. If it was minor and was offset by other business. But most of the plants tend to have vehicles ready to go, ready to ship. Even if they did get shut down, they had vehicles to ship. So we were running at pretty much our normal level during that whole 45 days or 50 days, however long it lasted. But so we didn't really see an impact on our railroad. We were happy with that. Our anticipation is even, you know, maybe they're a little behind with some of the plants, but we're not seeing the numbers really slip at all at this point, just being a few days into November. But, you know, the numbers are good, so we're happy with that.
You have an event coming up here, I believe, either later this month or next month. It's become an annual tradition, and it's become an annual tradition that people all over the state look forward to, and that's your Santa Train. It's going to be up, I think, in the Gaylord-Grayling area. I know a lot of folks from around here like to vacation up there or have second homes up there. So John, tell us more about this year's Lake State Santa Train.
Yeah, so for a number of years now, we've run it, and actually we run it as a Toys for Tots fundraiser as well. And anybody can contribute that, and we end up, you know, with a multitude of gifts for kids that maybe aren't as fortunate as a lot of others are. So we're excited about that. It's coming up, can't tell you the exact date, but early in December. Mm. And we will make a number of stops along our rail line. Usually we'll do one or two Friday night, and then Saturday we'll do three or four. So that'll be happening early December. It's out on our webpage right now if you want to look there for it, if anybody wants to look there. Also out on some of the other social media stuff that you'll find our events on.
And John, what's that website?
Event. On the Lake State Railway website.
Okay.
Should be listed on there.
Okay, perfect. Anything else you want to add? Anything new coming in 2024? Anything else you want to talk about in the last minute here?
So, we've actually got under construction another auto facility, believe it or not, up in Gaylord. So we will be probably sometime early next year starting to move autos from various locations in to be distributed by truck out of Gaylord. So we're pretty excited about that. It's quite a venture for us to move into something like that. But pretty proud of our team for putting that together. In addition, we've got, I think I've talked about this in the past, gypsum up in the Taos area, just south of Taos, that will be starting to move next year as well. We've got three different producers up there, all of which we hope to have something moving with next year. So that's been in the works for a number of years. It's really replacing synthetic gypsum that was a byproduct of SO2 scrubbers at coal-fired power plants. Obviously, as they get shut down, there's no more byproduct, so they're having to go back to natural gypsum to make wallboard. So that will be great business for us in the future.
Yeah, Michigan, I think one of the biggest gypsum producing, or at least was at one time, one of the largest in the U.S., if not North America. And I know, a lot of that stuff used to go by train. So congratulations on getting that business back. And as far as the Gaylord thing, you know, I'm quite familiar with that area. And there was talk not long ago, John, about that line getting abandoned. But your team at Lake State has turned that around. The fact that you keep finding new business in places where you haven't already is astounding. So congratulations on both of those.
Thank you. We're excited.
Cool. So a lot of cool stuff happening in the railroad industry. You know, obviously I like trains. That's why I like to talk trains every time I fill in for Paul. But, you know, this is important stuff. This is our economy. This is the stuff that we build our houses out of. This is the stuff we build our businesses out of, and the supplies that we need on a daily basis, the cars that we drive. And, you know, you have to thank the railroads. If you're using a good, or if you're living in a house or driving the car, you got to thank the railroads for getting that to market. So, John, thank you. Appreciate the update here on WPHM, and you have a good rest of your day.
Okay, thank you, Caleb. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate the time. This is Caleb and for Paul here on WPHM.